This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Democrats finally getting what they want.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
What actually happened yesterday in Minnesota? Here's Kristi Noem from the press conference. And again, I would encourage you to watch the channel. I've retweeted so you can see it. The Channel 5 version of this, where you can actually see her not only hit that ICE agent, but how hard she hits him. He gets flung backward with his bottom leading the way. Literally his body forming a C as he is flung backward, then he opens fire. That's not the clip that's going to be shown on the main by the mainstream media. The one that's going to be shown is the first one they released, where you can't see whether he was really hit or even how hard it was. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem explaining what happened.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement were carrying out lawful operations here in Minneapolis. Because of the adverse weather that Minneapolis has seen in recent snow, one of the vehicles became stuck and ensnared in the snow. Law enforcement were attempting to push out this vehicle, and when a mob of agitators that were harassing them all day began blocking them in, shouting at them, and impeding law enforcement operations. ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run an law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism.
Yeah, it is. It's an act of domestic terrorism. Now, what she says next is truly shocking. Not only is this officer defending himself, but these officers, these ICE agents, they're in a really interesting situation. Because the chosen method of attempted execution by the left is car rammings. This particular agent was put in the hospital last year by another left-wing loon who car rammed him. So this is a person who's already felt the brunt of the left's violence. He is primed to fear them by facts about their previous behavior. But folks, I had lost track of how bad this behavior by left-wing terrorists is becoming. Kristi Noem reminded us yesterday.
Today alone in this country, there have been four different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. Three of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well.
He knows what this is. They dog him hour after hour after hour. Ramming again and again and again. He knows it's attempted murder when they do it. Was he supposed to just get run over again because your leftist is mad? And there was a really kind of interesting admission at the scene. I don't know if you've seen this article. You should see it. Headline, New York Post. Video appears to show hysterical, blood-covered wife of Renee Nicole Good. That's the woman who was shot in self-defense. Crying out, it's my fault. Oddly, this seems to echo what Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, saying. A blood-covered woman who identified herself as the wife of Renee Nicole Good hysterically blamed herself for her partner's killing at the hands of ICE agents. Gut-wrenching footage shows. The woman was filmed distraught and sobbing just steps from Good's wrecked car in Minneapolis Wednesday morning. I made her come down here. It's my fault. They just shot my wife. They shot her in the head. Good at the time was the woman shot dead behind the wheel in an encounter with ICE agents. So I made her come down here. They're harassing them all morning. They're following them around. You can clearly see in the first video, she moves her car into the usual flanking position to block the ICE agents. Let me remind you of something, folks, about this. Do you remember the attempted assassination in Chicago of these ICE agents? Do you remember the wanted illegal immigrant cartel member who put a hit out? Do you remember what happened? Texted it. Do you remember what happened next? The ICE agents were stuck. They were just headed to a scene, to an arrest. They were stalked in traffic. Cars rammed. They weren't even pursuing illegals at the time. Cars rammed, surrounded by cars. So sometimes you get rammed, you immediately get surrounded by cars, and they ram you again. Do you remember that in Chicago? The agents had to flee the scene so the leftists didn't kill them. When one of them rams you, you don't know if three or four more are coming to ram you and box you in, as happened in Chicago. Do you remember the responding agents who came out to try to save the first agent? Because remember, the police were not allowed to come. They held them back. The only agents that responded were federal agents in Chicago. They all know this, okay? Those responding agents were boxed in by loomed leftist and their cartel criminal illegal immigrant friends. This is there. You got to look at the mentality, not just of the sheeple who've been brainwashed, but of the ICE agents who know when that car rolls at you, it's on. It is being used by as much of a weapon by the left as a gun. They're primed for it. They're watching. You know what this is, folks? This is a war zone. This is a war zone with left-wing terror every bit as bad as Fallujah in Iraq.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.